to day 3 of 40 days with Jesus. Today I want to think about life overcoming death, and particularly using John chapter 20 verses 2 to 9. We all know that death is humanity's greatest enemy. The last time I checked, the death rate was still 100%. And even though throughout history people have tried unsuccessfully to overcome death, whether the Egyptian pharaohs who sought to take all their possessions with them into some future life, or whether it's just the purchase of cosmetics and anti-aging products for us to slow down the process, we know that there is an end to our story. But the great news of Christianity, of course, is that because of Jesus overcoming death on that first Easter Sunday, those who believe in him will one day share his grave overcoming life. Moreover, this resurrection hope is not just make-believe or wishful thinking. We've got evidence within the text to know that this is true, that this has happened. As we heard yesterday, the first witnesses to the resurrection were in fact women. And even though they didn't quite understand what was happening, the light was beginning to dawn and they could become confident of this truth. Of course, neither Mary nor the disciples were expecting the resurrection. They'd heard Jesus talk about resurrection, but just expected that to be at some future time, at the end of history. But of course, Jesus rose from the dead in the middle of history, and that was something they probably weren't prepared for. When Mary got to the tomb, she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciples, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb and we don't know where they have put him." On hearing this news, the two male disciples raced back to the tomb, looked in and saw the grave clothes. And even though the other disciples saw and believed, John writes in parenthesis, they still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. It's understandable, isn't it? This was something that had never, ever happened before. So we shouldn't give the disciples too hard a time with their moments of unbelief. But the tomb was empty. The other thing, of course, that we need to look at is that the grave clothes were there still in the tomb, and perhaps the positioning of them is most important. They bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there. Now, I think this is really important evidence, because if the body had been stolen, then the thieves would have taken the whole of the body, including the grave clothes, which were probably the most valuable part that was there. Yet here we have Jesus' body gone and the grave clothes not even unwrapped. Rather, it seems like they've collapsed like a chrysalis. When Lazarus was raised from the dead by Jesus, the grave clothes had to be unwrapped from him. But it seems like Jesus just passed through them unaided. The third fact perhaps to consider is the headcloth or the turban. The cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. It's not clear really why John included this specific detail, other than what he is recording, what the disciples saw firsthand. But it does further emphasize that we're not talking about a grave robbery here. We're left with the unmistakable picture that Jesus' body had gone, never to return. Further confirmed, of course, by the fact that, unlike many historical figures or religious leaders, Jesus' followers never venerated his tomb. Indeed, there's no evidence that after Easter Sunday morning they ever went back there at all. Why? Well, because it was clear then and now that Jesus' body was no longer in the tomb, that life had overcome death. Perhaps you could take a moment to consider the evidence given for the resurrection of Jesus in that passage, John 20, verses 2 to 9. I wonder which facts you find most convincing or compelling. Which ones are most puzzling to you that you need to think about a bit more or maybe research further? But perhaps the question is not so much with the information, it's about whether we're living in a way that reflects the reality of the resurrection. How do you feel about the fact that because Jesus has triumphed over death, that you can have eternal life? Not just at some future point in time, but now. And what does that eternal life look like today as you live. I hope you'll take some time and continue this journey with us, the 40 days with Jesus, and we'll be back tomorrow with another podcast to explore a bit further into this passage of John 20. Let me pray. Jesus, thank you that you have provided convincing proofs of your resurrection. I rejoice that you didn't stay in the tomb, but you rose from the dead, and I invite you to make yourself known to me today. Please give me a spirit of wisdom and revelation, that I might have a deep and lasting conviction of the historical reality of the resurrection, and that I might live that out every day. With your help. Amen. God bless you. Have a good day today. Catch up again tomorrow.